For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One hour from now, we'll talk about something new coming to Detroit. 248-539-9797. Are you going to eat that at 1235? Controversial figure tries to explain what went down. We'll discuss it coming up here shortly. But first, let's go to Matt in St. Clair Shores on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Sterling. Hey, Gator. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
I think it's completely understated how much we need offensive line help. I think Tyler Booker or whoever the best player available needs to be the pick there. We're only going to have Penei Sewell guaranteed to be on contract after next season. Decker's going to be a cap casualty. Glasgow might be retiring. Ragnow might be retiring. And we have to hope that Mahogany isn't just what James Houston was for half that season, that he was a flash in the pan. So we need to keep strong what has been our strength the last couple seasons. You know, the one thing that people don't talk about, the Eagles, besides having a great defensive line, they had the other three all-pro starters besides Sewell and Ragnow on the all-pro team. So they are just as much offensive line strong as they are defensive line strong. So I just that's my concern, is we're not focused enough on the offensive line.
I think they are. I think there's been enough smoke. When you look at mock drafts, there's lots of people that maybe it's not smoke is the wrong word, but I think lots of people come to that same conclusion that you've got Zeitler is gone. You know, does Glasgow go back to the right side where he was better than he was on the left side? And is Mahogany ready? They've got Manu that they drafted last year that they're trying to develop. And they've got some others, Kobe Solerstall, they're trying to develop. But I don't think it's lost on people. And I think you're pretty astute there as well, that offensive line is going to be addressed. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if it's a first-round pick or a second-round pick. I think you address both the offensive and defensive lines, and it looks like it's pretty deep in both ways.
And the other thought is, it seems like a lot of the ends or the edge rushers at this part of the draft are going to be the third down, go get the quarterback guys, and not the first, second down guys. And as much as I don't think Pascal can set an edge to save his life, I think he's going to have to do, or we're just going to have to pick up somebody in late free agency who just wants to go run for a ring with us.
Well, I'll say this, Matt. I don't think you're wrong at all about the offensive line. Given their commitment to winning in the trenches, It is seriously it's sort of that next issue they're going to have down the road. Everything we just played, though, from Brad Holmes last hour kind of basically says, I'm not doing what we want him to do, which is go address need. But, you know, then Gator had that mock draft. Well, what did they do? They took an offensive lineman and a guy that really fits the Lions profile. So, if your scenario is they walk away with a future starter at the offensive line, I don't think anybody should be mad about that.
Enjoy your Easter ham, boys. Have a great day.
You too. All right, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, they're what's made them successful. Like, everything is built around this great offensive line. So we'll see how it plays itself out. But yeah, I think if they have their way, if the board falls their way and they can say we address these positions, this will make us happiest. If the players we really like are on the board at these positions.
They don't talk about positions, though.
No, they don't, but...
We really like these players is what he'll say.
Yes, but those players, I'm sure if he had his choice of which positions those players played, he'd have a wish list.
No, he doesn't talk about that.
I know he doesn't talk. All right, we said we'd get to this. So yesterday, this was what? This was late when you guys were on the air. Rieger was in for me yesterday. And Pat McAfee had Aaron Rodgers on.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers is a bit of a polarizing figure. We'll start with this in that he tortured us for years when he was with the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
He has come across as a rather eccentric dude, which you're allowed to be eccentric. When you're eccentric at the cost of maybe the best football for your team, that's when I go, okay, I have an issue with that, which, again, it wasn't here, so why do I care necessarily? Well, then he went out and basically complained about his teammates. And I'm like, okay, so you're the one not showing up for mini camps and OTAs to make sure that you're off doing your wellness retreat in Egypt or a vacation. I guess that was just a vacation, but I bet his vacation includes some wellness retreat aspect. You can do whatever you want, but then don't blame your teammates. Don't complain about the receivers. So he got released by the Jets. The Jets head coach is Aaron Glenn, our former defensive coordinator here in Detroit and a much beloved figure in Detroit. And he tells what his interaction was like with Aaron Glenn. And this is from yesterday's Pat McAfee show, Aaron Rodgers.
I love it. I couldn't be happier with that exchange. And I have a giant smile when I think about this because we've gotten to know Aaron Glenn a little bit through the media and how he responds, how he talks to the media, what the Lions want in terms of changing the culture and how they were able to change the culture with Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and with Aaron Glenn and with Ben Johnson and everybody else that buys into it. And what have we learned about what the Lions covet most of all? That you love football. So when Aaron Glenn comes out there and asks the one question, and how did he phrase it to him? Are you ready to play football?
Yep.
And his response to that question, which is the quintessential question that you're going to have to answer when it comes from somebody from this coaching tree and this kind of culture, this winning culture here. And your response is, and the way he said it is even more passive than when you read it in black and white. If you're just reading a story, you don't really get what he says. He's like, his tone was, yeah, I'm interested. Bye. No, you're not. You don't care. Your heart's not into it. I can tell in 1 second that you're not ready to play. And I'm not going to waste my time, and I'm not going to waste yours either. We're done here. We're going to go in a different direction with our quarterback. I freaking love Aaron Glenn. He could not have handled that better. Get out of here. I'm not wasting my time with you.
I didn't want to pick my brain of the 20 years I've got of football experience. Didn't want to ask my opinion about the players and the Jets.
You're damn right I don't want to ask it. What are you going to tell me? You don't even want to play football. Get out of here. Or at least you don't want to play football as much as we need you to want to play football. If you're going to be the leader of this team and your response is, well, I'm interested, get out of here. Don't let the door hit you in the backside. I got better things to do. I'll leave you with a GM and you can spend the next 14 minutes and 40 seconds discussing that because it doesn't matter to me. Out of here. Love it. And you know what? Every other general manager and every other coach in the National Football League that was even thinking about hiring Aaron Rodgers, I don't care that he comes out later and says, I'd play for $10 million. But you're not even willing to commit that you'd play. Why are you holding these teams hostage? If I'm Mike Tomlin and he had all these great things to say about Mike Tomlin, that's awesome. Thank you very much. Goodbye. I'm going to find somebody that wants to play right now. I don't need to. Why am I trying to convince you, who has sucked for 2.5 years? Why do I need to convince you to play for my team at this point when you're like 40 years old? I don't care. See you later. Love it.
I think there was something else at play there, but
what?
Well, we'll get to that coming up today at 12:16. Are you going to eat that at 12:30? It's Karsh and Anderson, 97.1. Hey, it's Doug Karsh. Check out the spring savings at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Chevy Equinox LT for just $289 a month for 36 months with $1,999 down. $289. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 87-SAY-SARAH or SaySarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount and lease in the household, 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends at the end of the month. So, Gator, you just love what Aaron Glenn did with Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Aaron Glenn, head coach of the Jets. Aaron Rodgers was upset that he flew all the way across country to have a meeting and that the coach, early in the meeting, ran out, got the GM, came back. Aaron Rodgers said he was talking to the GM when Aaron Glenn leaned in and said, "Do you want to play football?" And Aaron Rodgers' response was,
"Are you ready? Are you ready to play? Either way."
His response was, "Yeah, I'm interested."
Yeah.
And Gator, I mean, the idea of job interviews. You think about a job interview. If you're interviewing for your job and somebody says, "Do you want this job?" and your response is, "Yeah, I'm interested," as opposed to somebody who would be like, "This is my dream job. I can't wait to start." Like, yeah, I'm interested. And the funny thing is, here's Aaron Rodgers telling this story. There's two observations I have. One is to what you said. Aaron Rodgers is telling the story, and it shows how out of touch he is and how little research he did on the coach that was coming in,
right?
That his response was, "Yeah, I'm interested." And as he's repeating the story, defending himself, he doesn't even realize that he is exposing the exact reason why Aaron Glenn didn't want him.
Right.
He's telling the story in defense of himself, but doesn't even realize that that's, "Yeah, I'm interested." And I think he said this is how it went down verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
If that's true, he doesn't even realize what he did.
He has no clue.
Nope.
That's he has one. No clue. And when he goes on and says things, "I'm going to focus on my personal life right now." If you're going to focus on your
personal
I mean, then again, you need your life to be about football, to be a leader of a team, particularly one that you're going to take over, and now it's going to be a new team. It's clear that he wants to play in Minnesota, and Minnesota, I don't think, wants him there. Then what he's got going with Pittsburgh, it's like, you're reluctant. You should have this done by now. Like, if you wanted to play, you'd have the deal done. And then to come out and say, "I mean, I'd play for $10 million. You know, it doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter to me." That part may be true because he's made so much money. That's great. But when you say that, in addition to not saying that you're ready to play, just tells me everything I need to know if I'm a GM. You're not ready to play. And your past in the last several years, tells a complete different story of actually not a different story. It tells the story of somebody who is not dedicated to being the team guy that you need to have, particularly for somebody who's going to be coming to a new team. Choosing not to go to workouts with the team,
mm-hmm,
because you're going to want to lie on a beach and wherever the hell. Yeah, that I don't need you. We don't need you.
So that's one. The other thing that I think's going on here is I think this is the classic blame. You're getting dumped. He's getting dumped. And he's pissed about it. He's pissed about getting dumped. But instead of focusing on that, you focus on the details of how you got dumped. right?
Yeah.
And that happens all the time in the real world where that person tries to, I really didn't want to be with you anyway.
Right.
But can you believe how they did it?
So did you want to be in the relationship?
Because it was face to face. You know what people who do it and it's not face to face? They didn't even have the guts to do it face to face is what they'll say.
100%.
Here he did it face to face and you're mad about how he did it face to face. Well, if he just sent you an email or a text or called you and said, there's no point, we're going to let you go. Because he's like, I flew all the way across the country and I didn't even get a chance. If he had sent you an email or just called you on the phone, the complaint would have been, didn't even have the guts to do it to my face.
And by the way, if you really wanted to play football for the Jets, you know what you'd do? You'd fight for it. If your head coach is walking out of the room because he's heard all he needs to hear,
yeah,
and you're like, wait a minute, no, I actually do want to play for the Jets. Hang on. And then you'd either go tell the GM to go fetch him back and explain to him, hey, we got off on the wrong foot here. Let me re-explain this. And then you establish how much you really want to play. But he didn't. Because no. He doesn't. Because he wants to drag this out because he's Aaron freaking Rodgers. And it's all about the drama with this guy. I'd be pissed if I were a Steelers fan right now. I'd be so pissed. Like, why are we wasting our time with this guy? It's going to be a disaster if he decides to come here. It'll be a disaster.
He doesn't seem like a Tomlin kind of guy at all.
But yet Tomlin is talking to him, and they still talk right now. Yeah. And so if you believe in Tomlin, if you believe in Dan Campbell, you know what I mean? Like if Campbell's doing something, like talking to a guy that you don't think is good for the team, how much are you all in, all right?
Yeah, right. I understand what you're saying. I obviously don't cover, and I'm not around Mike Tomlin all the time. And some people, I've seen some speculation that Tomlin might have lost his edge a little bit, but he just doesn't seem like a Tomlin kind of guy to me.
So I'm in a complete minority here. I am actually going to try to defend Rodgers here in this situation. Right. Okay, this situation. I don't think they treated him with respect, Doug, as you like to end every show with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they knew they didn't want Aaron Rodgers to be their quarterback, and that's totally fine. I don't think I want Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback either. Then fly to him. If you want to do this face-to-face instead of over the phone, you get on a plane, you fly to him, and you tell him, hey, we're releasing you. We're moving in a different direction. I think that the way this whole thing went down, according to Aaron Rodgers, right, and that's all we have right now, is Aaron Glenn might have trouble relating to players in general. This is how he sounds really old school, right, at this point. There's a difference between being a coordinator and a head coach. We all know this. There's a lot of good coordinators out there that didn't make it as head coaches. They didn't want him as a quarterback? Then fine. Fly to him. Tell him we're moving in a different direction and be done with it. It seemed like they were doing this. Aaron Rodgers did nothing to Aaron Glenn and this new GM. Do you know what I'm saying? Like they did, like he did something to them. So it seemed like personal, but like Aaron said also in the interview, you don't know me and I don't know you. So why are we, right? Why are we judging each other already? You know?
Yeah.
So that's the part I didn't like. That's part where I'll defend Aaron on this. In this situation, it seems like. And by the way, holding teams hostage, I get it. But he also says teams can do whatever they want. They're on their own timeline. They can move on, not move on. I'm telling them what I am, where I'm at. And I'm not making a decision, right?
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, like, if they, hey, you going to come to this thing? I'm not sure yet. Continue with the party. You know, don't hold up because of me.
Right.
I'm just telling you, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Well, Aaron Glenn, I think if Aaron Glenn is not successful because Aaron Glenn does it his own way, which is definitely old school, you're right about that, then it's a shame. But at least he's being true to himself.
That's true. Now, from a pure entertainment standpoint, I'm laughing my ass off listening to Aaron Rodgers tell this story. I think it's hilarious. You know, like, I'm just grabbing my popcorn like Brad Holmes suggests we do at the draft, and I'm just listening to this, and in the middle of it, he just gets up and leaves, comes back. Do you want to play football? You're interested? Well, we're going in a different direction. What? It's like, yeah. I'm dying back here. This really happened? This is unbelievable.
It's great. Let's go to Don. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Don.
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Aaron Rodgers is such a tool, and the only person in this whole future scenario that's going to be a bigger tool is Mike Tomlin. All right. Cam Hayward has already said weeks ago, either want to be a Steeler or you don't. Okay. So he obviously doesn't want to, otherwise he would have been by now. And Tomlin, one of his Tomlinisms has always been, we want volunteers, not hostages. And he says that all the time.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers, all he's doing is holding the organization hostage. Tomlin has lost his touch. I have not been an anti-Tomlin guy until just recently. But this whole thing, Aaron Rodgers is so out of touch reality. His ego is so rampant. I mean, I hate to say things like this, but, you know, when your family doesn't like you, that's usually because of you, not because of, you know, multiple other people in the family. If it's just one or two people in the family, his whole family doesn't like him. His teammates, you don't see anybody besides wide receivers, like, reaching out and, like, talking good about him. And he's just such a tool, and I hate this whole scenario. It's embarrassing now to be a Steelers fan when it's always been not embarrassing. But now with what we've done in the playoffs and how long it's been since a win and Tomlin just becoming like this.
Don, I will tell you.
Aaron Rodgers. Oh.
I get it, and you're probably not going to get a ton of sympathy from Detroit.
No, not at all.
I know you're not looking for it.
I don't expect it.
You guys have been the model organization for so long that it must be uncomfortable to see how it's going down. All right, straight ahead, we got another edition. Are you going to eat that? It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to some Tiger stuff coming up as well here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Detroit sports fan, we got a big weekend ahead for you in Twin Peaks. Can't wait to host you for all the action. That's right, your Detroit basketball team's in the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. Be sure to make it up to your favorite lodge early on Saturday as they will take the court in the first playoff game and looking for their first playoff win in 17 seasons. Pair that up with a big weekend series with the Detroit baseball team as they're taking on a division rival. You won't want to leave the restaurant. Why go to Twin Peaks? Well, for starters, each lodge boasts over 50 TVs, so you'll never miss any of the strikeouts, home runs, slam dunks, or slap shots. Each lodge has upgraded their entertainment package, boasting numerous 98-inch TVs for your viewing pleasure. Pair that up with the coldest draft beer in the country, poured at a teeth-chattering 29 degrees into a mug that's been freezing for over 6 hours. They also have an extensive bar with all your high-end favorites, bourbons, tequilas, craft cocktails, shot specials like the $4 Jack Daniel flavors, Screwball, Jose Cuervo, Devil's Reserve. They're available every day to jumpstart your evening. And you won't want to drink on an empty stomach, right? Their cooks are in there at 7 a.m. to prepare tons of scratch-made favorites like the house smoke, brisket, ribs, and wings, and New York cut strip steaks. It's the ultimate man cave experience. Come see what it's all about. Twin Peaks Restaurant. To find a location nearest you, go to TwinPeaksRestaurant.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. so now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Get to some Tiger stuff coming up shortly. Something new coming to Detroit. We'll discuss today at 105. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. We just played the Aaron Rodgers soundbite. Look, we don't dwell too much on out-of-town sports stories, but this one involves Aaron Glenn, and Aaron Glenn basically asking Aaron Rodgers, do you want to play football? And his response was, yeah, I'm interested. And Aaron Glenn said, yeah, we're not interested. And it might have everything to do with the sort of laissez-faire answer that Aaron Rodgers gave. And the Aaron Glenn that we know, was a defensive coordinator, probably wants a guy that says, it oozes out of every soul, every pore in my soul to play football, is probably the answer he was looking for.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers is a phony. I was watching the Jet game when he blew off his head coach. He tried to hug him after a play. Now he's whining like a baby. The way Aaron Glenn cut him, I don't think the Steelers want him either. That's from Mark in Kalamazoo.
Well, the Steelers, I mean, with Mike Tomlin's not the same Mike Tomlin I think that was there 6-7 years ago. There have been the rumors that the Steelers are willing to move on from Mike Tomlin, that they have been willing to move on from him, but the Steelers just keep winning because Tomlin gets the job done. So is this kind of the make or break year for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh? If he wants to stay on top, does he need an experienced quarterback like Aaron Rodgers? Does it make sense for him? And he's like, yeah, I'll stay in it as long as we can because on game days, this guy, I think he can still play, maybe. But there's no way Aaron Rodgers is ever going to be the player that he was.
Hans the Uber driver writes in, Gator, here's the problem with what Rodgers said. I agree. He hesitated when AG asked him if he wants to play. But you could have had that conversation over the phone. That's a bad look for AG. He handled that situation all wrong. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. Hans, I guess I've already addressed this. If he'd done it over the phone, Rodgers probably would have complained that he didn't have the guts to do it face-to-face. This is the classic. Somebody gets dumped in a relationship, but they're like, I'm not even that mad. But how they did it. No, you're that mad. You're focusing on how they did it because you're that mad.
I mean, let's say you spend 3 hours there. At the facility. 3 hours talk with Aaron Glenn, talk with the GM, and at the end of the 3 hours, what's the outcome? Hey, we'll let you know, or hey, you know what? We've had this discussion. We appreciate you coming out here, but we are going to go in a different direction. Is that going to make it any better because you spent, you know, 2 or 3 hours with him? I mean, really what it sounds like is Aaron Rodgers was more pissed that they didn't care about his football acumen and his experience to pick his brilliant brain about the players that he walked out on. That's what it sounds like.
Yep, it sure does. All right, Gator, you ready to play? Are you going to eat that?
Yes.
Okay, Gator, I got a bunch of stuff here I want to get your 2 cents in on. These are new items available, food or drink. Want to know if it interests you. Kang, you as well. Miller Lite, did you hear who they are partnering with?
I did not.
They're partnering with Pringles.
Miller Lite and Pringles?
Yep. two brand new crisps that encapsulate the classic warm weather flavors with no grilled required. Miller Lite and Pringles are collabing on beer can chicken and grilled brat, beer brat flavored Pringles. So beer can chicken and grilled beer brat flavored Pringles. The beer can chicken combines the flavor of savory roasted chicken complete with notes of garlic and onion and the authentic flavor of the original light beer. The beer brat Pringles, Miller Lite beer brat Pringles, have the smoky grilled brat flavor you know and love with notes of black pepper, caramelized onions, and brown spice in addition to the light beer flavors. Gator, are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'd try both of them.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean, the potato chips are easy to try. They're not really truly funky flavors, and this sounds like, yeah, you know, chicken flavor sounds interesting, and you know, brats, yeah, brats and beer go hand in hand. It's interesting they talk about grilling with the brat, because when I think of beer brats, I think of bratwursts that are boiled in the beer. I get, do you grill them afterwards?
I don't know.
I've never done that.
Soak them in the beer and then grill them.
Yeah, some people finishing them off that way.
Yeah.
Kang, you?
Yeah, try it. I'm Pringles, man. Yeah. Once you stop, you know, once you pop, you can't stop.
I think we're 3 for 3.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we're 3 for 3. I think I would try these. I don't eat a lot of chips, but when I do, Pringles definitely can.
And you like smoky flavor. Just don't eat red meat.
No, chicken's usually.
You're welcome, by the way, for saying red meat.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So 3 for 3 on the Pringles Miller Lite collaboration. Next up, Toronto Blue Jays. Have you seen what they are now offering at their concession stands?
$500 million beers.
What?
Well, they have to pay for Vlad Jr.
So no. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it's cotton candy fries. This is a blue drizzle on top of French fries. Mm-mm. It's a cotton candy flavored blue drizzle on top of French fries. Nope. Gator, are you going to eat that?
Absolutely not. No, it's exactly what that sounds like. You know, potatoes are savory. They're not sweet. You're going to have sweet potato, but a sweet potato, I don't even want to, I'm not going to add like some sort of sugar glaze onto a sweet potato. The natural sweetness is fine with that. But for potatoes, why would you add sweet to that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Can you?
Listen, I've said it before. I'm a French fry whore. With that being said, though, I'm not trying this because, yeah, I'm with you. They should be savory. I love a loaded French fry, or a topped French fry, you know, but
poutine.
Love it. The cheese, you know, all that stuff, bacon, chili, onion, whatever. Yeah. This not working for me. I don't want cotton candy on my fries or any drizzle of it.
Yeah. There's
the word drizzle sounds terrible.
This is a no way in hell for me. There's not a chance. It sounds like a terrible mix. A terrible mix.
And it sounds like something that every kid under the age of 10 would love to try.
And that's probably their target audience.
That's it.
Which is surprised me. You're not interested. All right, here we go. Next up, Taco Bell. Taco Bell, Gator.
All right.
They're bringing back the crispy chicken nuggets after what they are calling a wildly successful and brief debut last December. The first time these crispy bites were introduced, they were an immediate hit. According to the release, they come with a ranch sauce, a bell sauce, jalapeno honey mustard, all there for your dipping pleasure. Gator, you did not try them the first time around.
No, I didn't, and I'm willing to. Absolutely. When are these back?
They are back, I think it said April 24th, starting April 24th.
So next week, draft day.
Yep. What do you think?
Yeah, I want to try them. It sounds good. You know, the crunch comes from being dredged in tortilla chips, right? Crushed tortilla chips. I think it sounds delicious.
Okay.
And I think we all knew it was a test run before. This was always going to be coming back. They wanted to see how popular it was. It was extraordinarily popular. They sold out way too early on that to give everybody the taste. But those that got the taste, they liked it.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely trying if I can get my hands on some. Yeah. I mean, the first time around it went away so fast, I was like, did this bomb? Or like, I don't know.
So you never had the chance?
No. No one did.
Kenny, did you have the chance to get the chicken nuggets from Taco Bell?
No, both Kang and I went looking for them at some point. None of the Taco Bells around us had it.
Yeah, this is definitely something I'll be looking for.
Oh, so a yes, yes, and I am not a nugget guy.
Dude, it's chicken.
Come on.
White meat.
Come on.
You waiting for the pork nugs?
The boneless wing.
No on chicken nuggets. Next up, Gator. Bushmills. Did you see what they are releasing?
No, and I like Bushmills.
A limited edition 46-year-old whiskey. Billed as the oldest Irish single malt ever. The Mahogany Sipper, hailing from County Antrim, Northern Ireland, also sports one hefty price tag.
I bet it does.
Bottles of this special spirit, officially Christian Bushmills 46-year, The Secret of Riverbush, was originally priced at $12,500 and only 300 bottles were made. Previous record for an aged single malt was 45 years. This high-end hooch tastes like caramel, but is also really smooth. It doesn't burn going down. The blast from the alcohol was an eye-opener. The consensus is we'd order it if someone else was paying for it. That's according to the story. Gator, that's awfully expensive. Can you see yourself spending this kind of money on a rare 46-year-old Irish whiskey?
No, but would I love to try it? You betcha. Yeah, I've had some high-end whiskeys, and they're fantastic. I've had high-end tequila. It's fantastic. Am I going to spend $12,000 on a bottle? I am not.
A shot would probably cost, what, like $700? Would you do that?
No. Would I buy a bottle if I won the lottery? Yes.
Okay. Kang, you?
Well, if Gator can't afford it, there's no way I can afford it. I got paid in Kohl's cash over here, man. And, you know, blood oranges. I mean, I'd let, you know, if Gator ever got a shot, I'd ask him to burp in my face. And that's the closest I'll get to tasting this thing. All right? Just saying. I ain't got the cash for this.
What if I burped in Kenny's beard?
And I smelled his beard?
Yeah. Ugh.
I'd have to ask Doug first, I guess.
Go
I can
for
do
it.
That. Yeah. You allow me, Doug?
Have at it, my friend. Yeah, I'm obviously out on this one. Next up, Gator, would you be interested in trying Smoysters?
What?
Smoysters.
Well, it's got the word moist in it, so it's always interesting.
It's a combination of s'mores and oysters.
No.
The traditional combination of marshmallow, Hershey's milk chocolate, and graham cracker with the seafood pleasure of oysters on top.
Hang on, I just had oysters. I almost had a reversal thinking about this.
Is this a new campfire thing for this year?
I don't feel so good right now.
It's trending.
Training my ass. This is the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Well, you don't like oysters anyways, though.
And
right?
I don't like s'mores anyway.
Yeah. This is the worst thing you could have. Yeah. This is Gator's nightmare.
Well, if you like oysters, and let me assume
like
for
oysters.
A second that you like oysters.
Yeah, I do.
Would you ever think of putting oysters with a marshmallow or chocolate?
No.
Or
no way. What?
I mean, even a graham, like oysters Rockefeller, which I've had, which is fun.
Oh, that's good.
But it's good because it's all baked and it's got the crusty on it and a little
bacon,
bit, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
huh?
It's delicious.
Good. Cheese.
Right. Now we're going to throw chocolate on it. Nope. Marshmallow. Nope. But if oysters Rockefeller was made without the marshmallow to chocolate, but instead of the cracker, they use graham cracker. What?
It's a dessert oyster dish, Gator. I don't understand you like desserts.
Yeah, I'm staying the hell away from this because, like I said, I almost had a reversal.
Kang, you're in, right?
No. I like oysters. I do. I like them raw. I like them with a little, you know, cocktail sauce, lemon, whatever. Oyster Rockefeller. Not oyster s'mores.
Smoysters.
I wouldn't eat this if they gave me a free shot of that $12,000 whiskey to wash it down.
Well, now, wait a second.
Oh! All right, I smell a burp coming my way.
We got a trade?
Yeah, you want to smell that burp?
You'll eat a smoyster if you get a free shot of the $12,000 whiskey?
Yes, that I would.
I might have to go purchase that to make him eat the smoyster. Smoyster might be the worst thing we've ever had.
The name smoyster is awful. That's offensive to men and women.
I feel like this is a Gatorade flavor that Doug would like.
Discontinued 6 months from now.
Right.
Yeah. It's harder and harder to find the cucumber lime. I have a feeling it is being phased out.
Do you like oysters?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd ask, can I get a smoyster without the oyster? Just the s'more? That's what I'd ask for. There you go. That concludes another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Something new's coming to Detroit. We'll talk about it today at 105 here on 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Because they specialize only in auto and truck accidents, they've recovered more million-dollar auto accident results than any other lawyer or law firm in Michigan. If you do your research, you'll see it's the truth about Michigan Auto Law over any other law firm in the state. They have the largest auto accident settlement and the largest truck accident settlement. Plus, on top of that, they'll call you back. They have white glove customer service. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from their current law firm. That's why I would steer a member of my family to our guy Steve and his crew at Michigan Auto Law. They put people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
So I mentioned I missed yesterday's show, taking the our youngest son on a college tour of Indiana University. A couple of observations. One is, at some point, the construction project around Indianapolis will wrap up. It's been going on my entire life. I swear that construction project around Indianapolis,
yeah,
and that road that circles the city, there is a constant It is constantly under construction. The one thing I will say is a portion. I discovered yesterday the and I'm sure there's plenty of Michigan and Michigan State fans that have made the trek down to Bloomington. The highway between Indianapolis and Bloomington is finally completed. So that is no longer a surface street, if you will, or like a state highway with intersections and stoplights. That is now a full-fledged freeway. It's I-69, the one that you take basically from Lansing all the way on down. You circle around Indianapolis and it keeps going all the way to Bloomington. So that is nice. But Indianapolis, that city, I swear to God, the highways there have been under construction as long as I've been alive.
Okay.
Yep. Two is, Kang, you'll get a kick out of this. You have talked about how kids the age of my boys, which are 17 to 22, the new haircuts or hairstyle they have is, it's a bird's nest. This is the look they are going for. So when we left at 4 a.m, my son crawled in the car, laid down in the back, and went to sleep. And slept the entire drive. When we got out to tour the campus, the bird's nest was out of control. Like the, which is, I think, the preferred look, is the complete out of control.
How out of control can your bird's nest be?
Yes, exactly. And it was wildly out of control. But of course, we met in a room where there were like 50 high school students, all getting ready to tour the campus. So I immediately thought, let's go take a look and see how many of these kids, how many of these boys have this haircut.
Sure, sure.
And I would say there were roughly 25 boys in there. I would say somewhere around 22 or 23 had this look. But if the student was being judged by how out of control their bird's nest looked, We had the winner.
Yeah, the valedictorian
that class. He was leading the way.
Nice.
But it's, I was wondering at what point, because this happens to everybody, right? At what point do they look back at this hairstyle and go, what the hell were we thinking? Because that happens to everybody.
Well, so I'm going to have to think about myself when I had a sweet, sweet mullet that I started to grow right before my senior year of high school started. I got a haircut for football. So it was a tight haircut. And I didn't get a cut again for another 400 days. Like never. Mm-hmm. Nothing. You know, it may have been trimmed here and there just to clean it up around the ears, but I wanted all the length I could get. And trimming the length up top, but leaving the length alone. So I could just really cultivate the greatest mullet that I could have.
Yeah.
And by the time I was enrolled in college, I had an awesome mullet. And I didn't get it cut again until I for Thanksgiving, I came home and had it cut at some point. Looking back at that era, it was such a pain in the ass to keep up because the hair was so damn long and it would tangle up all the time.
Yeah.
That at some point you just say, all right, enough's enough. I need to stop this. So it probably took me a good 2 years of growing it long. I had it longer, I guess, for my entire duration of being in high school. So maybe it was like, I'll give it like a 6 year run of having that haircut. So your son, who's now 17, has probably had this style for how long?
It's probably going on 3 years, 2-3 years.
So maybe just another couple of years. Maybe, yeah. Maybe once it goes through college.
Because they are going to look back at some time and go, what the hell were we doing with
our hair?
Well,
there'll be a new style that comes out.
Yeah, of course.
Something new will come around, and then you'll stop doing that.
I looked down at Twitch. Somebody said the J.J. McCarthy look, and that was what happened last year when my oldest was still at Michigan, and they played in the College Baseball Club World Series, and the East Carolina kids were watching. And down south, the haircut, the preferred haircuts are way different. And one of the East Carolina kids that were sitting near us said, how come all these Michigan kids look like J.J. McCarthy? And I'm like, it's the hair. It's the bird's nest hair look. But anyway, Kang, you would have got a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, like every era, genre, whatever generation has their hairstyle, and you look back at some point and go, that was ridiculous.
Yep.
I will still say this is the most ridiculous one of all time.
You think so?
Yes. This is worse than the mullet, than the faux hawk, than the frosted tips, than the Caesar cut, than the part.
Remember
I don't know.
Caesar.
Name
I
any of these.
The Caesar cut.
Yeah, I'm telling you. These
what was
are
the weird like jelly roll thing they did in the like James Dean, that era where it was like,
oh,
they grease it up and roll it up or something?
You'd have to ask Stoney.
With that Caesar cut, I remember in my like early 30s, there was this girl that we knew who was a best friend of one of our friend's wives, and she was a hairdresser. And so we all got kind of roped into getting our hair cut by, and she's awesome, really nice. So there were three or four of us that went there within like a week.
Y'all had
and
the
then
same
my
haircut.
Buddy, my buddy had a party, and we go back to this party, and we all show up, and we all have the same haircut. We're like, are you serious?
The Caesar?
So was she working? She was perfecting her Caesar cut. Like, this is just stupid. I can't believe we all look like this.
No, but all better than what's going on right now, if you ask me, man.
You think this is the all-time worst?
This is the easy breezy, right? What's going on today? Like, they may shower, maybe they wash the hair, and then they just towel dry it, and they're done. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no finesse with it. They're not going to throw some hair product in there.
There's product. Don't be fooled.
Is there product in there?
Yeah, there's product.
That product makes it look like that?
I don't know if it makes. I think it helps it stay like that.
And especially the ones that can't get it like that, they need help, right, Doug? Yeah. Like, they need help to make it look like that.
Well, I don't know that much about it. I just know that there is product. So,
what, you don't know about hair product?
No, I don't know exactly how much they, like kids that, I don't know if it's a hard look to get. I mean, it is if you're me.
I think that's what Kang was getting at.
Oh, is that, did it take me forever to figure out what you were doing? Fortunately, I really honestly feel like I'm not missing out.
Is there a blow dryer involved?
With Doug?
No, not with Doug.
I don't know. I thought you were.
No,
with like, geez, son. Man, that's piling on, Gator. Yeah.
With your sons, is there a hair dryer involved?
No.
It's towel dry, and at some point, drying. Run your hands through it.
Dude,
with some...
I just was looking around this group, and I was laughing.
Dude, so is the broccoli hair, is that what they call it, too, or is that a little different than what's going on with the bird's
that's
nest?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay.
I've always called it the bird's nest. I don't even know what they call it, but...
The cut.
They call it aura.
They do, actually. All right, this is coming to Detroit. Will it work here? We'll get to that at 105 here on 97.1.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.